Dansen, get the thumbscut now. Fun with the Sigasoyan. Egua.
Dallas Waskat, the Sigasoyan.
And you're listening to a brand spanking new Cree Chatter Hour. And we have a lot to talk about.
We have a lot of people to talk
about. Guys, since we had a new episode, but we're back, guys. It was a really super busy February, Egua. We're into March now. A lot of stuff has happened even in this past week, especially in Treaty 6 territory. We're pretty excited to have witnessed it from home.
From home. I'll tell you real quick what happened here. And I'm going to say it in the Nehyo language. Sagaka nuts, I went sky and no sum no wigamagan. Why you weeping it? Why you weeping it?
Wait. You looked like a tongue twister. Yeah, but let everybody know what that was. And it's not true. Yeah. Let them know what the English translation is.
The translation is, last night I woke up in the bush because my old lady threw me out.
Moya.
But
moya.
Yeah, moya. But that's a cool thing.
Who's your other old lady?
No. Who's my old lady?
Who's your old lady?
That's my old lady.
Like, I don't know if you guys ever seen, I'm a huge fan of Wayne's World, but that's a line on there. It's like, who's the old lady? And that British guy's like, that's my old lady.
That's my old lady.
Who's the old cook'em?
That's my cook'em. I just realized I just sent a text that I had memorized what I was doing when I was learning that native language at Blue Quilts.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a real fun. I just realized I said it so fast because I didn't want to forget it. And that's the thing. I didn't want to forget it.
Speaking of, though, we were on the track of talking about what's happened since our last brand new Cree Chatter Hour. You know, this past weekend was the Juno Awards, which was pretty cool. Like I was mentioning before, we had 4 out of the 5 nominees for traditional Indigenous music or group are actually from Alberta. And, of course, with that being said, the winner was from Alberta. Congrats to the Bearhead Sisters. Also, congrats to Northern Cree and Joel Wood for being nominated. Like, that is a pretty stacked category. That's the same category that I won last year. So it wasn't even a year ago. It was 10 months ago. I didn't even get a full year of being the winner.
I know.
But that's all right, though. There was a bunch. That's all right.
Sound like Boxcar Willie, yeah. That's all right.
But you know what? Amiskwichi was Skyganik was full of different own Nagamawak. They had all kinds of singers and music people inside Edmonton this past weekend. That was pretty cool. They had all kinds of festivities. I'm actually kind of relieved that it's over because I don't know why I felt anxiety from it, even though I wasn't nominated this year. Next year, I'll have something to submit for that, though. But it's been a really busy time. I know, you know, I went YO, I think it was last week, and that's why we didn't have a Cree Chatter Hour for you guys last week, because I was in I went to Florida, Egua, with the Seminole Indigenous people down there. They had a cool music fest, their first one for the Seminole tribe down there, Big Cypress tribe. Shout out to the Big Cypress Seminole, Egua. From there we went to Toronto and did some another gig there. That was nice. It's always nice to go to Toronto, but you know, I can only spend so much time there because it's just, you know, I was born in the res.
Yeah, you're born a res girl. You're a bush girl. You're a really bush girl. But no, just talking about when we headed out to Toronto, and then we walked into that place there, and they had the secret COVID testing, and we were just kind of, oh my God. Well, Fawn wasn't, but I was.
But Dallas was, I don't know what it is. He has like allergies or something. He was just coughing all over the place. And then they were like, oh, everybody has to take a mandatory COVID test. He's like, okay. Dallas looked real nervous. He didn't have COVID though.
No. Thank God. I wouldn't have been able to shoot that. It was for the Inspire, right? Can we say that? The
Inspire Awards? Oh, yeah. You guys keep your eyes out for that. But also, we got to see Nissi, Miss Tia Woodsika. So my little sister named Tia performed for the very first... That's our first time seeing her perform. She's been performing for years now. But holy man, it sure is a beautiful feeling to watch your younger sibling. You know, even Dallas can say that because he's seen her as a little girl, being that, you know, little tiny little girl that was singing around the house. And we seen her perform and it was beautiful. She performed for the Woman in Music Canada award show. I didn't even know it was an award show, but it just felt real Nehyo pulling in there. Like everybody was all fancy dressed. And I was wondering why. I was like, why is Dallas putting on a button up shirt? And he had this, even him, he looked like he was part of the crowd. Boy, me, I just had a pink t-shirt, pink shoes and jeans, and I just felt real underdressed.
But no, even that tune, the Wigamagan, we were being real loud, so we went right to the corner. of that whole place, and then we still got told that shh.
Some Munoz girl was shushing us out there.
At the corner.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, Uma.
But it was all right, though. Speaking of that, round dance season is kind of, it's kind of winding down. But it almost seems like every year, round dance season gets extended a little bit longer, eh? BT Samoan season.
It does. And it's picking up quite a bit all over USA, too, now, Honey Buns.
Yeah,
and Ontario.
We were actually just in Shoal Lake, yep. Ontario.
39
bit. Anishinaabe territory. What?
39. They're called 39.
They're called 39? I thought they were called Shoal Lake.
Oh, yeah. There's Shoal Lake 39, 40, 41, and 42.
Oh, there's different Shoal Lakes. Yep, that's, yep. Oh, well, we were in the Shoal Lake 39.
No, the
I
reason
guess.
Why I say that, baby, because I said, oh, I'm in Shoal Lake, then right away, Jumbo 39. I'm like, okay, 39.
Jumbo is one of the original Cree Confed singers, and he invited us out there to his community, and we got, like, you know, I knew we were going to work with the Oskaisak there. We were working with the Oskaisak and teaching them about singing and, you know, giving them some round dance teachings and yep. stuff like that. And holy man, we had the same group of kids all day that one day, and we're like, we thought we were going to have groups and have, you know, talk about the same thing to the different group. Unless you're always listening to that song on repeat. save it. Yeah. That's like his, motivation. Every Wednesday, that's what pumps him up for the Cree Chatter yeah. Hour.
I said pumping up because I started adding words.
Way ha, way ha, ya ho, ha, way ya, hey, yo.
And then in Nekio, in Nanaskamon, Nanaskamon, Asemina, Danuts.
Danuts?
I was going to say Dipsko. I don't know why I keep saying Dipsko.
It's the same way you always say, Kai mi awesome.
No, I was going to say, don't say that. Kai mi awesome, no, man.
Anyways, that song, I was talking about when we were in Shoal Lake 39, we were working with the youth, we had the same group of kids all day. Oh, I thought we were going to have, like, every period different group, then we could talk about the same thing. But we just had to talk about, like, keep thinking of different things to talk about.
Boy, that's the fuck about no. Oh, suck, boy. No. That's the why we.
I think there's something. There's something boy. About working with our youth that.
Right in the kitun. Right, baby.
No, kitun? Don't say that.
Right in the kitun. I was suck a fuck about no.
But there's something about working with our youth off reserve and on reserve. On reserve, you got to put on that big uncle, big auntie voice, hey? Because it's like our kids are very free spirited, yeah, I like
yeah,
to say.
Oh, yeah. You have to turn into that. Yeah.
But when you're in a Munyao school and you see Nahil kids, they're just like us. No. They like, you know yeah. how we have Munyao voice when we talk to Munyaos?
Yeah.
They have, you know, town attitude.
I know. But when we were talking to, like when we went to White Earth and we didn't get a chance to talk to the youth there, but there were 700 of them waiting in the gym for us. No, and holy cow, compared to when we went to Shoal Lake, right? There was like 10.
No, there was about 30 kids.
30 kids. Whole.
You're talking about White Earth, though. Let everybody know where that is.
It's in Minnesota. It's real far in the United States. But I mean, the amount of awasak that they have out there, holy cow, man. It's
amazing.
That was
amazing. Actually at a town school, too.
And a town school. Yeah, and it's me tida awasak. So it's pretty cool, though, to have them be out there, to have that many students that are really involved in the programming out there. Nothing to compare to Canada, though, but we're talking about res schools, right, as we would say, right? So, and we're thinking about programming, right? So how can we adapt those kind of programs and have those same kind of programs on the reserve?
That was a cultural program. I'm pretty sure every school has that. You know, one thing that I think would be cool to see in our schools, though, is a lot more language classes. I see a lot of schools, especially on our reses, they do a lot of land-based learning.
Land-based is really important because that's part of...
Shout out to our land-based teacher, Kevin Lewis.
Ooh, I was just thinking, who are you thinking about? Vance Quinn's actually
For Goodfish.
And then Zane Wade for Frog Lake, too, is a land-based guy.
Speaking of Vance, if you guys, you know, follow him on TikTok, he does a little cook'em puppet that speaks Cree, right?
Yeah, a grandpa, actually.
Oh, it's a Muslim.
Yeah, it's a Muslim puppet.
Oh, I'm thinking a Muslim puppet, then.
He just talks like that, though. No, Craig Memnook is the guy for Goodfish. He does land-based yeah. there. And Vance Quinn does it for Ashmont. And Zane Wayne for Frog Lake. And their teacher was our teacher as well. They went to their Kevin Lewis's camp in Ministiquin.
You know, that was, we're talking about the Lakeland area where we are. And that's like around Goodfish, Saddle Lake, Frog Lake, Beaver Lake, Hee Hee Win. That's our area here. I think that's really cool because I think when we had that chance to do language learning through land-based stuff, we learned a lot, like how to make mascopami, bear grease, igua. We learned about pigu, that spruce gum. And, you know, do you guys, who's ever had Buckley's? Buckley's. Yeah. You know that distinct taste that Buckley's has? That comes from spruce gum. That's exactly how spruce gum tastes, right?
I use Buckley's in my porridge every morning.
He carries around a little Mickey of Buckley's. Yeah, that's how he doesn't drink, but he drinks Buckley's.
Buckley's, man. I'm there with Buckley's.
Buckley's.
Yeah. Bagu. Bagu. That's what it's called. Bagu. That gum. So when we had that chance to do that land base with Nistias, Kevin Lewis, they made us taste it, right?
Yeah, and you know what? When we say spruce gum, that's the sap that you see coming out of the spruce trees, and it's white and it turns hard. It's like a gum, and that's even what they put in, like, when you make like those whistles.
Yep.
Like, you know, for ceremony and stuff like that, and that's what they use to put in there too. You could even put it in bear grease. You could use spruce gum, that bagu, to put in mascopami, and it's really good for like eczema.
Yep.
And like skin stuff.
Yeah, then in that sap, after you eat it, you'll get the sap.
You know, that was another thing. One cool thing we learned about bear grease, and just speaking of land-based stuff, is that it really matters where you get your bear, too. They say go get a bear, like, in the wild, not one that lives close to a town because they, like, eat garbage and stuff. You want to get one that eats, like, traditional bear food. Anejo musqua.
Yeah, try to get anejo musqua, because if you get the Otinau musquas, you'll get the sapasus from eating them.
You actually don't eat bears, but their fat, though, I guess. It affects their fat and the medicine and all that. You know, Muskegee. Good meal, Muskegee.
Good meal, Muskegee. Comes from the res bears, mm-hmm, and the Moya, not the backstreet bears.
But speaking of land-based learning, we learned a lot about that. Like, we even learned how to pluck geese and ducks and stuff.
Yep.
Ducksies.
Those ducksies, man, huh?
Sisipuk and Niskuk. We learned how to pluck those. What else did we learn? We learned about birch bark. You know, who? I think that's something you don't see too much, especially in our areas, was, you know, when a long time ago, the Nahio Skowak, the Cree woman, they would bite designs into birch bark, floral designs. Remember that when you had to go harvest birch bark with Kevin? And what they used to use for like a decoration is they would fold it and bite it, and they could make real beautiful floral designs in the birch bark with your teeth.
What happens if they're missing teeth, though?
You could just take yours off and press it right into there.
No, I have kind of different designs.
Real intricate flower designs Dallas has. Wow, those are beautiful. How'd you bite that?
I just tap
just
that.
Take it out.
Tap my tooth with that. With a stick, man. I got near back me, but the tiga soon.
He's still that. We thought by now he'd get his implant, but more.
It's a max. Any man, soon yeah, man. It's hard to come by now. You know, the mag, you know, when I wake up every morning.
I look at our Manus, who's just sitting there, our little cat, and he doesn't look like he lives a hard chamox life, that guy. He
lives a good fancy. He's like chief and council cat.
Yeah, that he is. He is actually pretty fat. We call him a little, because he has little blue eyes. Those are his little Munya boy eyes.
Happy Tago Sen.
And we always say his Munya name is Mo, but it's short for Mosif, like Joseph, but Mo. And his Nehio Wihuin is, what's his name, Dallas?
Sogesimo, yeah.
Or Nigamo.
But I think we picked Sogesimo, so we'll stick with that, because that was the first name we called him, a Sogesimo.
I think he's our first like little animal we've had that I've, you know, really took like our own little child. But he's a really good cat. You might see him on the powwow trail with us this year.
Unless we leave him on the res while we go powwow.
No. You gotta leave Mo on the res. He's not that kind of cat. He's not that kind of minus. He's gonna be on the powwow trail with us, and we'll probably get him a little Cree Confederation shirt to sport around this.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
This time. He's a little Siamese cat, but stay tuned after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.